Hello, I'm Bibi Baskin. You're listening to Social Media Talks podcast with Alan Hennessy from compassmedia.ie.
Hi there, this is Alan here from the Social Media Talks podcast. And before we begin this episode, we'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors and also our supporters. The Social Media Talks podcast is sponsored by ContentCal, creating a solution to simplify and speed up how teams can plan, collaborate on, approve, publish and analyze social media content in a familiar and intuitive calendar interface. In just 3 years, they have been trusted by over 10,000 businesses and agencies in 110 countries to deliver social media content at scale and have recently won an award for the Content Management Tool of the Year. For more information on ContentCal, visit their website at contentcal.io. We would also like to remind you the Social Media Talks podcast is proudly supported by charityradio.ie, one of Ireland's leading online radio stations supporting charities across Ireland for free. And now, this week's episode.
Welcome to Social Media Talks Podcasts, brought to you by compassmedia.ie.
Hello and thank you for joining me. This is the Social Media Talks Podcast, brought to you by compassmedia.ie, episode number 64. I'm your host, Alan Hennessy, and this is the podcast to help business owners who want to learn more about social media marketing. And if you'd like to listen to any of our previous podcasts, you can log on to our website at compassmedia.ie/resources/podcasts. You can also join our Facebook page by logging on to facebook.com/socialmediatalks. You can also join us on a Monday night from 8:30 GMT for our weekly Facebook Live show called the Social Media Talk Show with my co-host Trevor Lawkins, the Digital Alchemist, where we talk all about social media and digital marketing. You can also join our Facebook group by logging onto facebook.com/groups/socialmediatalks and find some bonus material in the private group as well. And we're looking forward to today's show. Today I'm going to be joined by Bibi Baskin. She's making a return visit to the podcast. She was on a couple of months ago with us, with Paul and Dunphy Esquire. And today we're just going to be talking to Bibi. And we're going to be talking all about the current work that she's doing at the moment. And if you don't know who Bibi Baskin is, she is the first woman in Ireland to have her own TV talk show. And she's also worked in the BBC, ITV, Channel 5 and several other radio stations, and has had a fantastic career in media. She now focuses her business on physical and mental wellness, and her focus and passing on this knowledge to you is my business, is what she says. In addition, she gives classes on public speaking to individuals and groups and companies, and has presented over more than 1,000 television shows. And today we're going to be talking all about wellness and mindfulness as well as her take on social media and how it has benefited her over the last number of years. We are going to transition straight over now to the interview with Bibi. Hi Bibi, how are you? And thanks for joining us today on the Social Media Talks podcast. It's a pleasure to have your company back again with us.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted, Alan. I could get used to this, you know.
I think you're well used to it at this stage of the amount of broadcasting that you've done over the years.
Well, yeah, I once in an idle moment counted that I've presented more than 1,000 live TV shows.
Wow.
And yeah, that's quite a figure. I stopped counting after 1,000 because I was even boring myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it does get a bit boring after 1,000, doesn't it? So for anyone who doesn't know you, which is probably very hard to believe, but you might give us a little bit of a brief background on yourself. We've already given you an introduction at the start of the show, but you maybe give us a little bit more detail.
Well, yeah, I think it's true what you say, that most people, the number of people, whoever they are, who do know me, they would think of me as a TV presenter from quite some years ago, because I had my own chat show on RTE And apparently I was the first woman in Ireland to have a chat show of her own. And then I moved to London and I worked on BBC Radio and ITV Television. And then I realized that really broadcasting, I wanted a whole change from it, that all I'd really done was change my geography. So I quit again. And I went to India on a 3-week holiday and I stayed for 15 years. So I think that's the part that people are familiar with, Alan. Mm. But what they might not know is that since I've come back from India to Ireland about 4 or 5 years ago, I'm now very much involved with wellness because I see a whole need for it out there. That need has always been there, but I think it's increased now, what with the recession and also because people are living such busy lives. And Irish people are becoming very much aware of things like mindfulness and meditation, which incidentally, meditation doesn't mean you have to be a hippie or some kind of a guru living up the side of a mountain in a hut wearing a loincloth. No, no, the sort of wellness I do and the sort of meditation, which is an aspect of it, is for lives in 2019 in a Western country. People like me and you.
Mm. I think that is, I think it is so important because, you know, we often talk about, you know, digital shock here on the podcast and, you know, the way our lives are so busy now and we're all the time moving forward and there's never time to actually stop and take that time out. That I think it's so, so important that we think about our own, I suppose, our own mindset and then our wellness within ourselves because it helps in every shape and form.
Ah, but you mentioned the very busy life and not having enough time to stop. Mm. I have the cure for that.
Lovely.
And it's very important because I believe it's when you stop that you still the mind. And it's very important to still the mind for mental well-being. And here's how you do it. Mm. You know how busy people always have a packed diary? I'm sure you do too, Alan.
I do.
Well, I don't. Because one of the things that I put in is time to do nothing. That's what I call it. It's in under nothing. And that's when I can really regroup, let the thought process somehow take on a calmer front and really find a lovely sense of peace and quiet inside yourself. And it's that easy. And I know I've said this before, but I completely disapprove of this hectic life that Irish people are living at the moment, because I think it won't serve them well physically or mentally in the long run. So it's very important to do nothing and factor that into your daily routine. Mm. See? That's simple.
Well, it is. And like, it's only when you say that, that you actually do realize, yes, you know, I think it's so important. Like, I know, for instance, like if I am busy and whatever, and there is a time when I just go, you know what? I'm just going to stop here and I'm going to listen to, you know, whether it's my favorite song or my favorite artist or something like that, or even just going for a walk and just being away from everything. And just giving your own headspace. And I think that is so important in this day and age because we don't do that. I don't think we do it enough. And I think if we start, as you say, to train ourselves to actually say, right, I'm just going to stop and I'm going to, as you say, do nothing. It's going to help me because you do feel, I suppose, revitalized after it. Because you've had that time and you appreciate it more so in the later stage of whether it be the day or the week or whatever you've done.
You do. And an interesting point you made there about, say, going for a walk. Now, many people will go on a walk and they think it's good for the body. And I'll always say to them, wait a minute. When I ask you, how are you? I don't mean your body only. I mean your mind as well.
Yeah.
So when you go on that walk, you could easily take that jumble of thoughts with you that's been colliding all around your mind all day long. Or you could do it the other way. And this is really the essence of mindfulness. You can live in the present moment. So let's say, for example, it's cold weather. You just go out to your own garden, but there's a snowdrop. Just stand and take a look at it. Notice the colors. See if there's any scent. Look at the shape of it. And in that moment, your mind will calm down.
Yeah.
And all those topsy-turvy thoughts will not be allowed in.
Mm. I agree because, like, I know from previous experiences, obviously, I've done an NLP master's and stuff like that on it, and I understand. But I remember when we were doing it, and it was one particular part of it that has always stuck with me, is that I used to drive up this particular road every day, and every day I would just drive it up, and you know, you get to your destination. But when I started doing the NLP and stuff like that, I started to be a lot more aware of what was around me, and actually just, you know, enjoy the splendor and enjoy there was beautiful trees and stuff like that, and just be able to say, wow, this is absolutely gorgeous, where you don't stop and actually, as you say, in the moment, just stop and look at that particular, whether that be that tree rustling in the breeze or whatever it may be, and just watching the pattern and watching its flow and stuff like that. And I think it's so important to do that.
It's very important for your mental well-being. Mm. And it has the effect of calming you down in lots of different ways throughout the day. I don't know if you would agree with me or not, but sometimes I'm told that I'm very calm. Well, I don't panic and I don't rush.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with you. I'd be the same way. I just say, you know what? There was a time, and I will say to you, there was a time when I would sit there and go, oh, I have to do this, I have to. But now I just go, you know what? It will happen. So, yeah. You know what I mean? It's going to happen, or I'm going to do that. You know, it mightn't be necessarily in the same structure, but it will happen. So it's that calmness as well. And it gives you, I think, focus more so than anything. It allows you that time to do that.
And it makes for a much healthier, and I'd venture to say, even happier life.
Oh, totally.
We all want.
Yeah, totally, totally. You know, I think what you're talking about here today is so, so important to just to your general self. You know, I think we as I said, we are all so, you know, busy running around that when you stop and you take that time, that it puts you into a happy place. You know, and if you're in a happy place, It's going to affect everything you do
and everybody around you as well, which is very important.
Yeah, it's like it's literally like a glow around you, and people see that and they you know, I suppose they take from that and they say, right, okay, well, if Alan can do it or BB can do it, you know, why can't I do it? And then they start to feel that way, and it has a knock on effect.
Well, I hope they'll try it. Anybody who's listening now to this podcast, because it really is worthwhile. And it's not all highfalutin mumbo jumbo or esoteric nonsense. It's just a very practical and healthy way of living.
Yeah. And I agree, because like, as you say there, it's not mumbo jumbo, because I know many years ago when people used to say, oh, I'm going to do some meditation. And like that, as you said at the top of the show, you know, it's not sitting up a mountain in a cave with a lion cloth on, because, you know, because that was the perception of it many, many, like for so long, that when I think now it's become more prevalent that people are taking more care of themselves and they're giving themselves that opportunity to be able to do this. Whereas now, like, I would be very, very, you know, black and white and feet on the ground and whatever. But I see it, and I've looked at it, and I did my research, and I sort of said, right, okay, well, let's look, give this a chance, and let's see where it actually takes me. And I couldn't be happier in the place that I am in now. But I know now exactly what the trigger points are, what I need to do, when I need to do it, and when I need to stop and stand back from stuff. Whereas before, you wouldn't necessarily do that.
No, well, that's a skill, and it takes practice to learn any skill. But, you know, one of the podcasts that you recorded for me was called the 5-Minute Meditation. Mm. And anybody can do this. And so you'll find it on Spotify and all sorts of places that you know about. The 5-minute meditation, I said almost medication, and in a sense it is, it's a mental medication. It only involves getting up 5 minutes earlier. So for all those people who are saying, I'm too busy, get up 5 minutes earlier and then go to the kitchen. And on that podcast, you'll get a little bit of guided meditation where I take you through all the different senses. And it calms you down again. And it's only 5 minutes out of your day. So look up the podcast produced by Compass Media with a K and you'll find it there.
Mm. And like that, you know, like I've had the pleasure of working with you on your podcast and I see, you know, the wealth of information and just the clarity as well within them. So I would always, and I'm not just saying that because obviously I've worked with you and I'm working with you, but it's, you know, if you have, and I've talked to a lot of friends of mine who I've actually mentioned to them, and they said, oh my God, we've listened to all of them because they just give you that feeling of calmness. And it's like, as you say, it's not a full hour or whatever of meditation or whatever. They're just simple, short little snippets, 5 or 7 minutes long, that really, really work. And I think, you know, especially when it comes to, we're talking about podcasting as well, I think it's a whole new arena that people are starting to get into. They're starting to understand it and they're starting to enjoy them. So, you know.
Well, it's lovely to hear that, Alan. And thank you very much. And thanks to your friends too. Because it's always good to get feedback.
Mm.
And I think for me, the fascination now with podcasting is that it's the modern day. It's the modern age of broadcasting for me.
Mm.
And I enjoy it so much. And as you say, I only really take one wellness concept and analyze it a bit because I like to keep the podcast short. Now, other people who are podcasting, they seem to like an hour long. Well, I'm afraid I'm a little bit dubious about that because I find people making those long podcasts who are not particularly skilled interviewers. And also sometimes I think they like the sound of their own voice and that's not good either. And as you know, also on my social media platforms, I put out little unprofessional videos that I make myself, about 15 seconds long, usually outdoors, looking at aspects of nature. And then I do a little voiceover in which I will give forward some kind of a wellness concept, a very simple one and a very short one. And I enjoy doing those as well, and they seem to go down well. And of course, all your podcasts and those little homemade videos, they're all on my new website, which is bbbaskin.ie.
Yes, it is. And it's a fantastic website. And it's just something I wanted to touch on that because I know as much as the wellness that you are letting people know about and helping with people, you also have so many, many other things that are going on at the moment. I know your new website, which is fantastic, and we have to compliment the web designers and yourself for it because it's like what I always say about a website. There's no point in creating this website and having so much crap on it that you just can't read it. You can't understand. You're trying to find stuff. And I found it very, very clear and very concise. And I was able to navigate around it. So, you know, amazing, absolutely brilliant. But on that, you have so much more information as well. So we might talk a little bit about some of the other projects as well that you are currently working on.
Yeah, well, all the current projects are connected with wellness in one shape or form. I do, for example, go around different parts of the country giving what you can call a motivational talk. It's a talk about bringing change into your life with ease and without fear. And I illustrate that by reflecting back in my own life, leaving RTE and leaving the BBC and then going to India and all of that sort of thing. And we're calling those for the moment an evening with. That would be an evening with BB Baskin. And there's a company down here in Cork, Number One Media, and they're organizing that with me. It's still a work in progress, but we're looking at some confirmation coming up, we think, for Cork, Limerick and Kerry in the not too distant future. And then there's another wellness thing, and it's happening on March 2nd in the Grand Hotel in Malahide. And this is with somebody else again. It's with the Irish Literary Times editor, Gerard Byrne, who's a published author as well.
Mm.
And he and I are leading a workshop, which we're calling Suaveness. That's the Irish word for tranquility. A day of words and wellness. And really, it's about the transformative power of words and the healing power of words. And Gerard leads the group very gently towards greater self-expression through words and writing, with a view to de-stressing and lowering anxiety levels. And I do my motivational talk at that as well. So that's March the 2nd, the Grand Hotel, and I think it's on Eventbrite.
Brilliant. And of course, we'll put that into the show notes for the show. And I'm sure if you are watching this, or you're watching, if you're listening to this on the replay, I'm sure there, if it's past this particular date, that you are going to be obviously running a lot more of these type of events, type of things. So do keep your eye, I suppose, on BB's website, because you'll find out all the details there as these fantastic days come along, and you can join in yourself. So yeah, it really is, and it's fantastic to see that, you know, people are starting to look at this in such a more profound way, that they're not taking that, you know, that approach of saying, ah, well, it's not for me, but they're actually starting to integrate it into what they do and how they are now.
They are. Jared and I did one such workshop in Galway in November. That was our first one. So we're going to leave it quite exclusive, because it's a very personal event. Limit the numbers as well. So we're just going to do 3 in the year, the second one being that one in March, and then a third one later on. We haven't decided the location yet. But, you know, here's another project, because you were asking me to give a little rundown. Wellness is, of course, so much part of daily life. Well, it should be. But then we have to think of holidays. Holidays don't do us any harm. Mm. And I'm leading a wellness tour to my part of India on March 19th. For 11 nights, 12 days, with Joe Walsh Tours.
Fabulous. And
yeah, it's going to be very exciting. It's a very lovely experience for me, because I know the area so very well. And we will, of course, have massage and yoga. But like any good holiday, there'll be lots of sightseeing too. So we're going to see spice plantations.
Wow.
And we'll see the tea being grown. And we're going to have an overnight on what's called a houseboat, which is a little floating hotel. And dinner under the stars, that's one night that's included in it as well. So there's another aspect of wellness. Mm. Oh, yes, I think I'm giving a wellness talk.
Fantastic, fantastic. And of course, you know, we always mention, like, we always talk about all of the wellness, and that's fantastic, whatever. But you have to admit, you are very prominent on a particular social network, better known as Twitter. And I know you do a lot of work for a number of businesses within the Cork area, and I think around the country as well. And I'm fascinated to find your take on regards to social media, the way it has evolved over the last number of years. Obviously, when you were doing the television shows, there wasn't such a thing as social media, but it was in the very, very early stages of that. But since, I suppose, in the last 4 or 5 years, how have you found that social media has helped you be more prominent as well, I suppose, online?
Well, you know, I'm quite a recent convert to social media, because for all that time I was in India, which was up to 4 or 5 years ago, as I said, I didn't do anything on social media. I didn't look at it. I knew about it, but I had no interest. And it's only since I've come back to Ireland that I meet people like yourself and another friend who are experts in the area and who actually pursue me, because I need a bit of pursuit sometimes on these issues, to take advantage of it. And in doing so, in Twitter in particular, I mean, I've found it to be a great resource for many different things, Alan, I'd say. At a personal level, when I moved to where I now live, which is County Cork, I only knew 3 people in the whole of the county and nobody in the city. And now I know, well, hundreds.
Yeah.
I can go to an event now and I'll know maybe at least half the room. And I've made all those contacts through social media, Twitter in particular, also a bit on Facebook.
Mm.
And then from the point of view of work, of course, people will contact me via that and ask me if I could come and give them a talk or a lecture or a workshop of some sort on various aspects of wellness and motivation in their area. And then you get to know experts in the field, people who know much more than you do, and you connect with them. So, yeah, I am a very big Twitter fan.
Yeah.
I'm also on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook Twitter is my favorite.
And I think, you know, you touched on the point there of talking to, you know, people that are experts in your field and stuff like that, and I think that's so important. And, you know, especially with regards to, say, Twitter, where, you know, it's a very fast platform, but it's a very, very easy way to get in front of these particular people and build them relationships, whereas with the types of, say, we're on LinkedIn or we're on Facebook or whatever, we have to connect with them, or we have to, you know, like their pages, or they have to like ours, and so it's in the interaction. So I think that's where I think Twitter really does shine through, that it's more in the moment as much as anything, as what we're talking here about wellness, I suppose, as well. But it also, it gives you that opportunity to speak to these influencers and talk to, you know, other experts within your field and collaborate and, you know, eventually, as you say, become good friends with them. Because I think it's building relationships as nothing else is what social media is about.
Absolutely. And I think you do have to put the effort in to go and meet them once you start to get to know them a bit online. You know, just a cup of coffee, nothing more than that. And out of that, real friendships can develop. And that's important. And another thing you said there about Twitter being in the now and it's fast moving, it's therefore a great source of news. And if you're a bit of a news fiend, you know, you'll find the newspapers online, they'll update a bit, but nothing as fast as Twitter. So I go to Twitter for the news of the day as well, and I find it terrific.
Yeah, I'm just thinking there as you're talking about, you know, taking it offline and meeting that person. And we done an interview with Ted Rubens last year, and we were talking about that particular, where, you know, if you connect with someone online and on social media, that you do make sure that you make that connection and take it offline. But on the other side of it is actually to take it back online. So if, for instance, I meet you two tomorrow and we have a chat and we have coffee and whatever, and then all of a sudden I don't see you for 6 months, well, if I haven't kept that relationship going by whether it be through phone calls or whatever other format we're going to talk about, at least if in 6 months' time I do meet you and I'm talking to you back again online over them 6 months, I'm still up to date as to what's going on in your life, and you still know what's going on. So there's no sort of like awkwardness, I suppose, when we meet the next time. So I think that's a very important part of social, and especially with regards to Twitter.
I think you're absolutely right there. And when we spoke before on one of your podcasts, you were interviewing Paul Dunphy Esquire.
Yes.
Paul Dunphy Esquire myself, because that's how we met. We met on Twitter, Paul and I. And of course, he's one of the Twitter kings. If you need classes in Twitter for your business or for your own personal life, I think Paul Dunphy Esquire is the man.
Yes.
And that's how we met. And then we made the effort to meet up in Dublin. And we've met a number of times and still continue to do so. But in the meantime, the Twitter platform gives us a chance to be in touch.
And it's plus as well, it's very good, because it means as well, as much as we can, you know, interact with each other's tweets and stuff like that, it's a great way, especially with the direct messages, that, you know, like, I know if I need to talk to you quickly, I could maybe pick up a phone and try and ring you, but I may not actually connect, and you may get the message later on or whatever, maybe if you're busy. But I know, for instance, if I do send you a private message, now that we're connected, that I know you're going to probably pick that up a lot quicker, because it's on your phone and stuff like that.
I think that's absolutely true as well. And as you know, at a personal level, I have developed a great distaste for phone calls.
Yes.
You're the only person I actually speak to on the phone.
I take that as a compliment then.
But you know, the reason I don't do it is, present company apart, for sure, some people will say, I'll give you a ring rather than send you a message. And 20 minutes later, you're still hanging on and they're talking old twaddle. Whereas they wouldn't write you a message for 20 minutes.
No.
So for those long-winded brutes out there, I think send the old text. It's a great vehicle for getting your point across.
Brilliant. Yeah, and it is. It's fantastic. And, like, you know, it's one of those things where we talk about, all of the different aspects of social media and the way it is. And there is, there's such a source of information. And I suppose even, not even just social media, but with the World Wide Web and, you know, the internet, there's so much information out there. But I do think, as you say, that wellness and standing back from it and being in the moment, I think that is so vital, vitally important.
I just hope that after this podcast, anybody listening to it will take that 5 minutes out. Look at my podcast, A 5 Minute Meditation. It might get you started. Slot into your diary. It's do nothing time. And then you will still the mind.
Very good, very good. I could sit here and talk to you all day about this. I find it fascinating. But I always ask my guests at the end of each show one particular question, which is not related to anything with business or the subject that we're talking about. And the simple question is, if you had the chance to invite someone to dinner, whether it be past or present, who would it be and why?
Alan Hennessy.
I'm privileged.
He's an expert on social media. He's an expert on podcasting, and he makes me laugh. And laughter is a very important part of wellness. So contact Alan Hennessy for many, many different aspects of your business, your social media content, and your podcast. And come to dinner with me, Alan.
I will. Now you've put it on the podcast. Now I have to we have to do it. So we will definitely do it. So the next time you're in Dublin, or I may even travel to Cork, and you can show me the sights of Cork, because it's been a while since I've been down in the, I was going to say something there, but I said I better not, because it might get a bit controversial. But I suppose the, we will
in the
definitely.
Real capital. You mean the real capital?
See, I can't say that.
I'm not very comfortable with it either, but that's what it's called. Come down to Cork. There are many sights to see, many fine people to meet, and it is a lovely city and very friendly too. So that's a done deal now.
Now, there you go. So, Bibi, how can people reach out and get in contact with you if they want to talk with you a little bit more?
Well, my email ID is a very simple one. It's bb@bbbaskin.ie.
Very good.
And you can also go to the website, bbbaskin.ie, and you'll find the email there as well. And also the Twitter handle and the Instagram and the Facebook and the LinkedIn. Sure, I'm readily available.
Sure, you're everywhere. You're everywhere. You're all over the place, as they say. And of course, you can also listen to your podcasts as well, which are fantastic, even though I do have a little bit of input into some of them. But the content is fantastic. And I would definitely say to people, if you do have some time, you can find them on BB's website. You can also find them on Spotify and all the usual podcast providers as well. So do check them out. BB, it's been an absolute pleasure, as always, talking to you here on the podcast. And I shall talk to you soon. And we'll have to organise our dinner date, as you say.
Absolutely do that. And it's been a great pleasure for me too, Alan. Thank you very much. Guru Kid Milamayaga. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So my thanks to BB for coming on the podcast today and sharing with us some fantastic tips and tricks of how we can be more camera. And I think the key takeaway for today is to take that time out and, as she says, just do nothing for yourself. Just give yourself a little bit of a time and also give some of your own headspace as well. So my thanks to BB for coming on the podcast today and sharing with us some fantastic, insightful tips on how we can stay a lot more calmer within our lives. And for more information on BB Baskin, you can visit her website at bbbaskin.ie. You can also find her on all the social networks, and you can also download her podcast, which is called BB's Wellness Wisdom Podcast. And if you'd like to listen to any of our previous podcasts, you can log on to our website at compassmedia.ie/resources/podcasts. And all of the podcasts are also available on Mixcloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And if you are on Apple Podcasts, please do leave us a rating and review, as we are always thrilled to receive your feedback on any of the programmes. You can also subscribe to the Social Media Talks podcast there, so you never miss an episode as well. And if you'd like the show notes for this episode or for any of the previous episodes, visit our website at compassmedia.ie/SM Talks. And if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast here, please do get in contact with us. All you have to do is email us at smtalks@compassmedia.ie. And if you'd like to find out about more of the services that Compass Media provide, please log on to our website and find out all about social media marketing, consultancy, and management and training as well. We also provide podcast services as well. And if you'd like to reach out and connect with me here on social media, you can do so by searching for either Compass Media or for Alan Hennessy. And I will be delighted to connect with you. That's about all for today. On the next time we see you, have a great week, and we look forward to your company on the next podcast. So on the next time, as I always say, be social and have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Social Media Talks Podcast is a production from compassmedia.ie.